USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Developments in what's been a hostage situation in Central Texas that began yesterday. Cedar Park police had been in a standoff with a man for over 16 hours, but police have just tweeted the suspect is now in custody, and the hostages, his brother, sister, and mother, are all unharmed. Chief Mike Harmon says officers responded to a domestic call there yesterday afternoon, and three of the first cops to arrive got shot.
Once they went into the house, they were met with gunfire. Our officers returned gunfire, and it is unknown if the subject, the suspect, was hit by our officers.
The three shot officers have been released from hospitals. The Democratic National Convention kicking off tonight with addresses from former First Lady Michelle Obama, Senator Bernie Sanders, and former Republican Ohio Governor John Kasich. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been on this balance of nature for quite some time now. I know that what you put in your body is critical to your health. I listen to AM radio out of Dallas, and you have these people on there witnessing about the difference it's made in their life. All these people aren't lying about this. I hadn't even had as much as a cold since I've been taking this, and I'm telling you, my energy level has increased unbelievable. So, I'm impressed with it.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
The top Democrat in the U.S. Senate introducing legislation demanding hearings on a slowdown in the mail, with the upcoming election possibly being affected. New York's Chuck Schumer is pushing the new legislation that he says will undo what he calls a mail slowdown, and it will ensure that mail-in ballots are treated as first class. He's accusing the Trump administration and the Postmaster General of trying to fix the election through big post office changes aimed at delaying those mail-in ballots. After violence broke out in the streets of Chicago again over the weekend as officers clashed with rioters, Chicago's Democratic Mayor Lori Lightfoot says it was agitators at the protest that sparked all that violence.
We are absolutely not going to tolerate people who come to these protests looking for a fight.
Some protesters said it was police who showed up looking for a fight.
The police showed up with shields, batons, and pepper spray.
USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
A group of Muslim women suing Delaware for prohibiting workers from wearing religious head coverings on the job. They have filed a federal discrimination lawsuit after leaving their jobs at a state detention center for juveniles. One of the women says a supervisor once yelled at her that she looked like a terrorist when wearing the head covering. The lawsuit claims no one with the state told them they could not wear them during the hiring process. For the first time in 33 years, an Andretti will be on the pole for the Indianapolis 500 when the green flag flies next Sunday, or this upcoming Sunday. In weekend qualifying, Marco Andretti posted a four-lap average of just north of 231 mph, claiming the top spot for the 104th running of the event. Row 1 will also feature Scott Dixon and Takuma Sato. Marco Andretti saying the team put a ton of effort towards this upcoming race.
You know, it's the guys rubbing on the cars in the shop all the way through through the off season. We put an emphasis on this race like a lot of people do.
And through the weekend, fans were wrapping up Elvis Week, marking the 43rd anniversary of Elvis Presley's death. A crowd of hundreds gathered, socially distanced, for another candlelight vigil last night at Graceland in Memphis. The King of Rock and Roll died on Tuesday, August 16, 1977, at the age of 42, after suffering a heart attack. Remember, you can always find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.